Welcome to the Free Your Feels podcast. Today we're in Savannah, Georgia. I'm Tess Wacker and this is my co-host Leah Spann.
Hi, I'm Leah Spann and welcome to the Free Forms podcast. And today we'll be getting into student burnout and dealing with stress and anxiety and how to cope with them while being in school.
Okay, I'm Maggie McFadden and I'm 13.
My name is Jamerson Scott and I'm 13.
My name is Aiden, I'm 17 years old.
I'm Amari and I'm 13.
My name is Atori, I'm 16.
My name is Marley and I'm 14.
I'm Allison, I'm 15 years old.
My name is Tiana, I'm 15.
My name is Markayla and I'm 17.
I'm Kyra and I'm 17.
Saw Derek, 12.
Montreal Jenkins, 14.
My name is KZ and I'm 13 years old.
My name is Madison and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Mitchell and I'm 13 years old.
My name is Mason and I'm 15.
My name is Brody.
I'm Imani.
My name is Marie and I'm 13 years old.
My name is Miracle, I'm 14.
My name is Shakaya and I'm 13.
My name is Kamaya and I'm 14.
My name is Van Johnson. I'm the mayor of the city of Savannah and I think I'm in the School of Life.
So, have you guys ever experienced student burnout, and what does that look like for you?
Somewhat, I would say. I mean, it's just, you know, tired of academia. When I don't know if I hit, it was middle school, or when I hit a certain age, I hit, like, I just was disillusioned by school, and it wasn't, like, really fun for me anymore, so it felt more like work.
For me, it was mostly, like, I have a lot of sports going on, and I also have, like, just a lot of rigorous teachers, so trying to, like, balance both of those and like volunteering in my off time with my church and this program is really just like, I don't know how to explain it, but definitely burnout.
With sports and schoolwork and extracurriculars, it's kind of hard to be able to like maintain all of it. And after a while of pushing yourself so hard, like when I get burnout, I just literally don't feel like doing anything else, and trying to do work is so hard and overwhelming. I like can't clean my room and it just sucks so bad.
Yes, it's a load of anxiety and exhaustion and I'm just kind of a mental inability to focus.
Life is hard. Life is hard. Life is difficult. And even at my age now, and I'm a little bit older than you all, you deal with things you've not seen before. And it's all of these different types of pressure, and you just feel it all of the time. Young people feel it, adults feel it, and as an older person, I think I have probably a little better coping skills, so I know it must be hard for young people that don't have that life experience.
So I know that when I get burnout, I usually take a mental health break. So what are some of y'all's coping skills? How do you deal with that? Do you have people that help you?
Yeah, because I'm not as positive as her. I take the effect of missing school on purpose and listening to music and, you know, doing whatever.
What I do, I just, like, kind of, like, keep my calm, stay away, try to let nothing, like, affect me or, you know, make me mad.
It's a TikTok trend where you get a plate and you write how your feelings is. You just throw the plate.
Okay.
So you don't got to worry about how you feeling and stuff like that, because get over me like that.
Playing games, letting loose.
What about you?
Talking to my friends.
I mean, like, I would just say that. Like, I go home, you know, chill, lay down, take a nap, something like that.
I don't know. I would say, like, when you're feeling, like, overwhelmed, get away from it for a little bit.
See, I just, like, separate myself from people, or I just, like, talk to a teacher take a break outside.
Yeah. I like go in my room and like listen to music, or I take a hot shower and listen to music.
I just separate myself from everybody and listen to music, or like I just talk to one of my friends. She made me feel like I'm comfortable around her to tell her anything, and she don't judge me about nothing.
I mostly do a lot of box breathing and I go on walks with my dog.
Can you tell us what box breathing is?
It's where you count in for 5 seconds and then release for 7 seconds. Those extra 2 seconds give you a chance to push out the extra anxiety.
Like, if you are, you know, burned out, you should just do something you love. Don't think about it too much. And if you are going to listen to music, don't listen to music that relates to your situation. Listen to music that's going to distract your mind from it, because the more you're going to think about it, the worse it might get.
With you, Amari, right? Do you deal with stress and anxiety as a 13-year-old?
Not really. I usually just give it up to my parents. They usually have to deal with it, as in, like,
I'll just tell them about it, and that's
so
really
that's
it.
How you cope. That's yeah. that's a coping mechanism. Yeah, for you. You talk to your parents about your stress and anxiety for your daily school life.
People, I feel like self-talk, that's more so like more likely to help me get through like anything I'm going through for real.
So self-talk, like talking with God, like what?
Not like just like talking to myself, saying like it's gonna be okay, and looking like at the positive aspect.
My major is dance, and it does definitely help me with student burnout, because I get to express my emotions and I'm able to feel free, and like I just forget about school and just dance.
What I do is sometimes I play the game or I just like go to practice because I play sports. And it might seem weird, but like going to practice make me happy. Like I know it's a struggle, but like you can't succeed without struggle.
I'd usually just play football and get all my feelings out on the field because it really helped.
Same thing, I did football, but now I'm doing baseball. I just do sports year-round just to help with that.
I use a to-do list. Like, I try to organize myself as much as possible. So I go to, I actually go to Savannah Tech. So I go to college on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's like I don't work at all on those days. So I'm able to, like, relax and stuff. I try to, like, set a, you know, a time limit, like, from 9 to 11, I'm doing homework, nothing else. I try to put, well, I don't, but I try to put my phone away so it won't distract me. But on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I just work, if that makes sense. Yeah. I don't do anything else. I just work from 8 to 5. Then I go home, I don't do schoolwork. It's just like, I guess it's a mind thing. I tell myself, no, you're not going to do this today. You're going to do this tomorrow.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really force myself to do anything. Like, if I'm tired, I just go to sleep.
Well, that's also good, too. Yeah. If you're tired and you're staying up late because of school, I don't think that's good.
Don't, like, put too much on your plate. Like, don't do, like, a lot of things at one time, because everything will happen in its own time. So just, like, don't rush things, you know, because that's something that was a big mistake I made sophomore year. I just had like a whole bunch of sports that I was doing and then dance and then schoolwork. So just take your time, enjoy high school, because it goes by so fast.
Yeah. So, right about that.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, thank you for being with us today. We really hope that you take something away from the various people that gave their insight, and just that you just learned something from them.
This is the Free Your Feel podcast, and
we encourage you to continue freeing your feels.
Yeah, and we encourage you to continue coping and trying to deal with your student burnout rather than ignore it. Like you heard from various students today, it is multiple ways to deal with your student burnout. I mean, going to people to vent to, doing sports,
listening to music.
Yeah, do what you love in order to free your feels.
And just continue being you. That's the best thing you can do. Don't let stress or student burnout change who you are. Just find a way to deal with it. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Leah Spann and
Tess Wacker
from Free Your Feels, and have a great day.